So we got people like Newt Gingrich, and I have gotten some inside information about Newt Gingrich. And I have a strange suspicion. The reason why Newt is so erratic and unpredictable is that I believe that Newt Gingrich's father was a liberal, educated black man. I do. Because he was raised by a stepfather. And I'm going to get to that in just a moment. I believe that Newt Gingrich's real father was a liberal but educated black man. Because Newt's real name is Newton Leroy McPherson. That's when he was born. He was born Newton Leroy McPherson. Now listen, nobody on the planet names their children Leroy except black people. Just like nobody on the planet names their sons Hector except Hispanic people. If your name is Hector, everybody know somewhere down the line you Hispanic, homie. But nobody on the planet except black people name their children Leroy. Now Newton's, that's why I call him, and that's why he's so erratic and unpredictable. Newt, I suspect, has a black liberal father. Newton Leroy McPherson is how he was born.
Hey Leroy,
what?
Your mama, she's calling you, man.
All right, okay. All right, so there you have it. Now, but that ain't all. That these candidates, because I want to, Mitt Romney. His name is Willard. Willard! I think that he's probably the son of a psycho. And that's why he acts the way he acts. So if you vote for, and I believe that Willard has some black blood in him too. If you watch Mitt Romney, his name is Willard Mitt Romney. And of course his father, somewhere down the line, I think that the Romney's wives got in bed with the sleeping car porters on them long train trips from Michigan to Chicago, of Chicago to Boston. Remember the A. Philip Randolph group and all the sleeping car porters when the aviation age took over, and these politicians and wealthy people's wives used to take these long train rides from Chicago to LA, and these sleeping car porters didn't have anything to do. The women were bored. It was a 4-day train ride, and Leroy, the black sleeping car porter, Leroy and Willard, they were there serving coffee and tea with their white jackets and their black pants on, and Mrs. Romney and Mrs. McPherson took him in the sleeping car. These black men in the sleeping car. And so I'm here to tell you now that if Newt became president, we'd have another half black president. And if Willard became president, we'd have a third half black president. And if Willard becomes president and he chooses Newt as his vice, we'll have a second black president and a first half black president. And a first half black vice president, because I believe both of these men got black blood in their veins. Now, you know, I'm saying this satirically, but I truly do believe that. I do. And I can find people in America right now can verify what we need to, I could probably have someone do this for me. But I can find people in America right now who can verify that there are a whole lot of men who are in the conservative and the liberal, who are in the lesser intelligent Democratic or the dumb blank, or in the conservative cursed color struck region, whose father, way back when, going back to the 1930s, was a black man. That's right. Put that in your pipe and smoke it for a while. I'm James David Manning. Obama ain't the only one that's been miscegenated or as a product of it.